Welcome to a new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. This episode is called Angels. And as you can tell by the title, it's a faith-based episode that I really hope you enjoy. I have written down some associations or some words that I associate with angels for this episode. And those are reading the Bible, angel art, faith, Robbie Williams, and God directing our lives and paths. And I must start with Robbie Williams. I don't know if you know him. He was part of the boy band Take That, or I don't know if they were like a boy band. They were like huge in the UK back in the days, and he was part of them, and then he kind of did his own thing. So I think he's big in Europe, but people in the US don't necessarily know who he is. And he has a song, a very famous song that's titled Angels, and that's why kind of I thought of him when I came up with a title for the episode. So but that's just that was just a random tangent. Let's get serious. Let's get to the like real gist of things. So I started reading the Bible a couple of days ago or a week ago. Time flies and I don't really have a good feel for it, but I think it was about a week ago. And I'm obviously reading it from start to finish, so I'm still in the Old Testament, and I can say a lot of things happen that are crazy and that are surprising and somewhat entertaining and really eye-opening. So I will definitely report back with the takeaways that I have after reading or having read the entire Bible, but I can definitely recommend you do that because it's the word of God. At least if you're Christian and interested in your faith, I think it opens up a lot more possibilities and thought processes that kind of aid us in understanding where certain things come from. Also, like historical aspects and generational, let's say, traditions that actually stem from the Bible that, you know, are still relevant today. So that's definitely interesting. And I wrote down angel art because I visited a newfound friend of mine who is somewhat older than me. She's kind of more in the grandma stage of her life, but she actually is an artist, and she has made angel sculptures out of wood and stone, which is so interesting. I got to see them today and I really, really liked them. They were exhibited in a church, which was very fitting. And I think, yeah, it's just really nice that she's following her passion. And I just think the beautiful thing about art is that it doesn't have to do with your age. Like, it doesn't matter how old you are, you can always create and you can always make something new and really birth ideas and make them come to life. And so I really think it's nice. It's a very nice thing. And yeah, the thing about faith and God directing our lives and paths is probably that we're called to have faith in those moments when we don't really see where we're going. I think that there is a higher power who is very loving and kind and patient with us, who wants our best and really makes sure that we learn all the things we have to learn before we get to where we need to be, or who makes sure that we're always where we need to be in order to become the person who we are meant to be. That was maybe a little confusing, but what I'm trying to say is that God has your back and he always puts you in the right position at the right time. I found a reel on Instagram that basically said if God wanted you to be somewhere else, you'd be there. Let that sink in. Like, we often think we're behind or we are not on time or we should be further ahead, but maybe that's just our path in life and that's just our time. And I mean, I have grown into my faith over the course of the last couple of years. And before that, I was wrestling with God. And I mean, I'm still kind of wrestling with him in that I question certain things and seek him. That's the point. I seek him first, and that makes the whole difference. To sum this episode up that I called angels, I think angels are real because God is real, and they are with us on our path that he directs, and he makes sure we're, you know, on track. And I love this life, and I love that it's so full of opportunities, and I love creating, and I love making art and music and this podcast and all the other things I'm really passionate about. So yeah, I really hope you enjoyed this episode. It was somewhat random, but also somewhat of a deep dive. And yeah, I really, really appreciate you. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you like this, please make sure to subscribe and to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. Thank you. I'll catch you next week. Bye.